Especial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio. Bon Radio.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome, welcome. Yes, my name is not Julia, by the way. Even though estoy un poco afónico, se me va la voz. But I'm going to try to take over for Julia. This is called a conspiracy, a takeover plot. Yes, to overthrow, derrocar, to overthrow Julia. This is my hour from now on.
And Not from now on.
Wait a minute.
No rebellious activities
yet.
No usurping.
This is an uprising. Uprising. To rise up against is levantarse contra. For example, el glorioso. Have you ever heard, Julia, have you ever heard of the glorioso levantamiento?
Absolutely.
Yeah, El Glorioso. When was it? What date?
It was on the 21st of September, 1647.
Bull. 1647 was 1 year before the Peace of Westphalia, which was the end of the 30 Years' War in 1648.
That's all right. Yeah, I mixed that up.
You're getting confused between Francisco Franco and the Reformation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Glorious Uprising was when Franco and the other generals rose up against the Second Republic. You see. And then it was the 19th of July.
Oh, that was, 29th of...
Yeah.
No, I said 21st.
To rise up against, and they started offering an extra pay. Spanish people normally collected 14 pays per year, not 12. Do you collect 12 pays or 14?
12.
Wow.
Who collects 14 here?
People who decide the annual salary to cut 14 times or to cut 12 times.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's how it is. It's a paternalistic system. And so they cut into 14 pays and pay double in July just before holidays and in December just before Christmas to teach people not to be economical and not to save. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's very paternalistic and doesn't teach people the right kind of habits. You know, to be responsible for their own finances.
Mm-hmm.
So the state decides. But we're not talking about politics today and about glorious uprisings. But this is an uprising against Julia's program. Eso de English O'Clock. Qué nombre más tonto. Don't you agree, Richard Brown? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this show is only reserved for the super intelligent. It's called the super class. And, you know, I had some reservations this morning about the super intelligent because I saw Richard Brown this morning at a door that said pull, P-U-L-L, and he was pushing with all his might. And I said, wait a minute. Did I make a mistake? Maybe he's not a candidate for the super intelligent. But in any case, they have been begging me. Se han puesto de rodillas a suplicar. They have been begging me to come here and do a class. Yeah, because they have fun. Y tengo cinco magníficos aquí que no están trabajando, haciendo el vago conmigo. Come on, this is not very productive for the company. It's
but
not.
It's fun.
Don't you feel guilty?
No.
You don't feel guilty?
It's Monday, Richard. Come on.
Monday.
Give us a break.
Can't trust that day. Monday. Monday's my favorite day. Ask me why.
Why is Monday your favorite day?
Because I have a full week ahead of innovative creativity and fun. Yeah, don't you agree, Claudia?
I completely agree.
But Julia comes with a long face on Monday.
What? Blah.
Yeah, the grind. How do you say the grind in Spanish? Huh?
I'm still pushing that door.
All right. In any case, let's start. And they asked me, they begged me.
How do you say the grind in Spanish?
El grindo?
El grindo.
No, you would say la noria de siempre. La noria. Donde vas los burros with their anteojeras, or what do you call them? Blinders.
Blinkers.
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 Going around and around to extract the water or something. Yeah. It's the myth of Sisyphus. Ask our good friend Fitz if he has ever heard of Sisyphus.
Have you ever heard of Sisyphus?
Yes, I have.
All right. Ask him if Sisyphus was Roman or Greek.
Was Sisyphus... Who? Him,
yeah,
or me?
Yeah, look, watch my eyes.
He started talking.
Well, it's his fault. It's not your fault.
I wasn't watching his eyes.
Was Sisyphus Greek or a Roman?
Sisyphus was... I nearly said syphilis. Sisyphus was Greek.
All right. Ask Fitz if Sisyphus was punished.
Was Sisyphus punished?
Yes, he was.
Ask him who he was punished by.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Watch my eyes.
Sorry. Who was he punished by?
He was punished by the gods.
Ask him why he was punished by the gods.
Why was he punished by the gods, Fitz?
Ooh.
Very simple. Ask me why.
Ask Richard, why was he punished by the gods?
He was punished because he offended the gods.
He was a very naughty boy.
Yeah.
And ask Claudia what the punishment consisted of.
Claudia, what did the punishment consist of?
I'm not sure.
Ask Mama if she knows what the punishment consisted of.
Mama, do you know what the punishment consisted of?
I have no idea, but I'm going to take a guess.
Well, if I show you a picture, do you think you can say it?
Is it something repetitive that he had to do over and over again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was eaten by the birds, right?
Mm-hmm. No. Prometheus.
Roll up the stone.
He was pushing. Yeah, that's the other one.
Was he going to study with the Vaughan methods?
Yeah, similar. It's similar to learning English. He was punished to push a boulder up a mountain to the top and to lose control of it just before reaching the top. And it tumbles back down to the bottom, and he is condemned to go back down and start pushing it up again, continuously, until eternity. Yeah. And and so that's life. Yeah. I mean, our life, we get up in the morning, get dressed, go to work, make a little money, go home, wait for the next morning. It's just the same.
It's like washing the dishes.
Useless. As the efforts of Sisyphus.
Yeah.
But at least we have weekends. He didn't.
He didn't have any weekends. So ask her if she only looks forward to the weekends.
Do you only look forward to the weekends?
No, I look forward to the Mondays as well. Because as Richard said, working here is cool.
It's cool. Ask her if she's overpaid.
Are you overpaid?
No, I think I'm underpaid.
And ask her if she enjoys it despite being underpaid.
Do you enjoy it despite being underpaid?
I do.
Yeah, ask me why she's underpaid.
Why is she underpaid?
Because slavery is... I'm not totally against the concept.
I know.
Economically, it makes great sense.
Well, look, to tell you the truth, if you study slavery over 3,000 years, it's not too difficult to conclude that it still exists today. It's paid slavery. Because how do you say maniobrabilidad, maneuverability? What maneuverability do we really have? When you think about it philosophically, you see, we steal moments of freedom during the week, on the weekends, like Mammon, and we steal moments, etc. But the rest of the time, we're stuck.
Pushing that boulder up the hill.
Pushing that boulder up the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
didn't even offend anyone. That's unfair.
But maybe we did, and we don't know.
Wait, our ancestors offended the gods.
Yep.
Adam and Eve offended the gods. Well, and since then, we've been paying the price.
But what about the other colony? Maybe we're from the other colony.
The other colony was wiped out by a big flood. Only survivor was Noah. You remember?
Yeah.
And his sons and their daughters.
The unicorns were there.
Because the unicorns were lost.
That's why. You don't know the story about the unicorn?
No.
Tell her the story about the unicorn.
What is the story about the unicorn?
Okay. Moses. Noah was pushing the last animals. The last animals going up the ramp were two unicorns. And God said, Noah, those are two males. And said, oh. But then Noah said, God, change one. And God said, Noah, go out and find a female. And so he pushed the male, one of the males, up into the ark. Then he went out to look for a female, and he found one, but she decided to play catch me if you can.
Uh-huh.
And it started sprinkling. It started raining.
Ooh.
And then Noah had a dilemma. Should I continue after this feisty female, or should I get back into the ark before the rain gets too heavy? And he gave up. He couldn't catch her. And so that's the reason there are no unicorns today. You didn't know that, did you, Claudia?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason there are no unicorns.
That's sad.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, there are. I have seen photographs and films of mermaids. They exist. Ask Richard Brown if he believes that mermaids really exist.
Richard Brown, do you really believe that mermaids exist?
No, I wholeheartedly believe that mermaids exist, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's Ariel, dude.
This is true. I'm not shitting you. I'm not pulling your leg.
I'm not shitting you either.
This is true. There are certain scientists, respectable scientists, who firmly believe that mermaids exist. And they have them on film. I've seen the documentary, and it's extremely intriguing.
Would you like a mermaid to exist?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Wouldn't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I love mermaids.
Yeah, can you imagine Fitz as a mermaid?
I'd be a merman, right?
True.
Yeah.
A merman. Okay, in any case, they asked me, ladies and gentlemen, before doing this program, they begged me, me suplicaron, me imploraron, they begged me to continue with the holy, as the British say, as Richard says, the holy scripture.
Scripture.
That's right.
Yep.
The
yep.
scripture.
Bible mm-hmm. talk.
It's funny. We say architecture. Architecture. How do you say it?
Architecture.
Leicester.
How do you say architecture in Irish?
In Irish? Oof.
Not in Irish language, Irish accent.
Architecture.
Very good. Sure. Love me, como Dios manda. Yeah. Like it should be. Architecture. Yeah. Mature architect. All right. So, good. Now ask Claudia if she's familiar with the Old Testament.
Claudia, are you familiar with the Old Testament?
No, I'm not.
Ask her if she grew up in Germany.
Did you grow up in Germany?
Yes, I did.
Ask her if she grew up in Dusseldorf.
Did you grow up in Dusseldorf?
No, I didn't.
Ask her where she grew up in Germany.
Where in Germany did you grow up?
I grew up in Freiburg.
In Freiburg. Ask her if the people are religious in Freiburg.
Are the people religious in Freiburg?
Yes. Yes,
ask
they
her
are.
If Freiburg was one of the early principalities to change to Protestantism.
Was Freiburg one of the early principalities to change to Protestantism? Protestantism?
I have to be honest, I don't know.
Is it in the center, in the north, or in the south?
It's in the south.
No,
so
it's probably
I'm going to say no, because most people
well,
are Catholic.
Swabia.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Swabia?
No, but someone told me that they invented swabs there. Is that true? The swabs are from Swabia?
In cotton swabs.
Yes.
I don't know what swabs are. What are they?
Like when you clean your face of makeup in the evening with those cotton lumps.
Ah,
yeah. Pads or swabs.
Swabs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll look at a picture of a swab. Yes.
That is not what you clean makeup
no.
with. I'm sorry. This is a Q-tip.
A Q-tip.
I know. No, a swab is more... A swab, sorry, is what they use in medicine. For,
exactly.
In the operations.
Mm, yes.
There we go.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Swab. And really, Swabia, the word suevo, have you ever... Ask her if she's ever heard of los suevos.
Have you ever heard of los suevos?
No,
not
I've
los
never.
Huevos, but los,
not
los
huevos. Los huevos, but los, not los huevos.
Los.
Okay, Claudia, ask the class if anybody has ever heard of los huevos.
Has anybody ever heard of los huevos?
No.
I beg your pardon.
All right, here's a picture of los huevos. All right. La historia de los huevos.
Can we talk about that on 4 o'clock
really
on radio?
I really like La Historia de los Suevos.
All right, ask me where the Suevos were from.
Where were the Suevos from?
From Freiburg.
So I'm sitting next to a Sueva.
You're sitting Sueva. Suevas de Caracol.
from Freiburg? Or?
Well, from Swabia. They were from the south, from what is today Bavarian Baden, Baden-Baden in that area.
Bavarian?
They were from the area of Bavaria and the area of...
No, it's not Bavaria. It's Baden-Württemberg.
Baden-Württemberg. Okay, yeah. To that area. And they moved. They came to Spain around 410 A.D. And they penetrated over toward Galicia. So Galicia is part Suevo. I mean, the blood is Sueva. Sueva. Yeah, Suevans. Mm. And it's you can still... And also in the north of... In fact, the capital of Suevia, or whatever it was called, was Porto. And Braga.
Oh.
Yeah, Braga.
In Portugal.
I'm blowing the swivels.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
I'll tell you a joke during the...
Los Suegos Gallegos in Braga.
You always do.
During the break, I'll tell you a joke. A very famous joke from when Franco was still alive. Ah, okay, concerning the north of Portugal and the capital, the old capital of Suevia. But nevertheless, let's get into the Bible. So, Claudia, tell Julia to ask me where Moses was born.
Julia, ask Richard where Moses was born.
Where was Moses born?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know where Moses was born.
He was born in Egypt. Yes. Ask her, well, tell her to, tell Mom and to ask Fitz if Moses was born into a wealthy family.
Ask Fitz if Moses was born into a wealthy family.
Fitz, was Moses born into a wealthy family?
Yes, he was.
Bull.
No.
No.
I know he was adopted.
Kind of.
Okay, by a wealthy family, yes.
He was accidentally adopted.
Yeah.
by the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But in any case, no. It's interesting, he was born into. Even with birth, we use it as an action verb. For example, in Spanish, you say entrar andando, entrar corriendo, entrar a nado, entrar a gatas. We say to walk into, to run into, to crawl into, to swim into. Entré en la habitación a nado porque había inundación. I swam into the room. And I was born into, entré en una familia adinerada mediante nacimiento. Literally is how we say it. You understand? Because to say born into, say born into, what do you mean? It means I entered this world through a wealthy family. No, he wasn't born into a wealthy family. His family was very poor. I asked Richard if Moses' family was Jewish.
Was Moses' family Jewish?
Moses' family was Jewish, yeah.
Yeah, yes. And ask Julia if the Jews were welcome in Egypt at the time.
Were the Jews welcomed in Egypt at the time?
No,
they weren't. Yes, true. It's interesting you say at that time. At that time means en aquel entonces. At the time is a la sazón. Interesting expression in Spanish.
I didn't know that one. So you know more Spanish than I do.
Don't you know a la sazón?
A la sazón, no. Never used that one.
You've never heard that word in your life?
No.
I use it a lot. A la sazón. You know sazonar comida, eh? A la sazón. Yes.
So it
means at the time.
At the time. En ese momento.
Sí.
Okay.
A la sazón.
A la sazón.
Yeah. Tratándose de frutos, dice aquí. No, a la sazón, en aquel momento, en ese tiempo.
Nice.
A la sazón se encontraba de vacaciones en Italia. Moisés, por ejemplo. Although I don't think he took his holidays in along the Amalfi Coast. But nevertheless, so at the time, the Jews were oppressed. Yes, ask me if I feel oppressed in this company.
Do you feel oppressed, Richard?
A little. Sometimes I feel oppressed in this company. But not like the Jews in Egypt. Ask me why the Jews were in Egypt.
Why were the Jews in Egypt?
What does he want to know?
He wants to know why the Jews were in Egypt.
Because they were invited to Egypt. Yes. Ask me if they were... Ask Richard Brown why they were invited to Egypt.
Why were they invited to Egypt?
I don't know why they were invited to Egypt.
Okay. Tell Claudia to ask me who the first important Jew was to go to Egypt.
Ask Richard who the first important Jew was to go to Egypt.
Who was the first important Jew to go to Egypt?
Joseph. Have you ever heard of Joseph?
Yes.
Not the father. The
no, but this was Joseph in his Technicolor dreamcoat.
It could be.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know. That's
he was the seventh son of
the seventh. No, much later. I think it was 11th,
yeah.
12th. Benjamin was the last.
Oh, Benjamin was the youngest, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lo Benjamines.
But there was a story which turned into the opera of the Technicolor. He had a coat of many colors.
With, what's his name? Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
That was his first success.
Was it?
Yeah. Before Jesus Christ Superstar. But nevertheless, Joseph was the first. Ask me why Joseph went to Egypt.
Why did Joseph go to Egypt?
Okay, boy, who said into otra vez? Because he was sold into slavery. You understand? That's what we say, vendido como esclavo, entró en la esclavitud mediante venta, la venta. Uh-huh. You understand? He was not born into slavery. He was sold into slavery. Ask Richard who sold him into slavery.
Who sold him into slavery?
I have no idea.
Well... I think we need to update Richard on the Holy Scripture. The Holy Scripture.
Yes, I think we do.
All right. All right. Ask Mom and who sold Joseph into slavery.
Who sold Joseph into slavery?
I have no idea, but I'm going to say his father.
You're warm.
His mother.
No.
His grandfather.
No.
A unicorn.
No. Ask the class if anybody knows who sold Joseph into slavery.
Does anybody know who sold Joseph into slavery?
His grandfather.
His stepfather.
Bull. Okay,
his
good.
His brother.
There we go.
His brother.
His brothers.
What is it with family in the Bible? They're all so mean. They want to kill each other. And
that's
families are always mean.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
I have three brothers, so I'm kind of not surprised.
My father worked in life insurance all his life. And on quite a few occasions, he was involved in the dividing up of the estate after the death of the father. He said, filial love doesn't exist. I mean, he's wrong, partially, but he's right, partially. When it comes to dividing up the family estate, how do you say patrimonio?
Estate.
Right. All right. How do you say gestión de patrimonios?
Estate management.
Very good. Yeah. Ask Richard what he's going to do with his estate when he dies.
What are you going to do with your estate when you die?
I think I might leave it to a cat.
All right. Yeah, a fat cat.
All right, good. Fat. But then there's patrimonio de humanidad, which is a different word.
That would be the heritage.
Yeah. World heritage
just
site.
Herencia, yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
World heritage. Herencia. Heritage. Inheritance, of course. It can be monetary or...
cultural.
Blood.
Oh.
No, cultural's heritage. You inherit traits. How do you say rasgos?
Traits.
Very good. Traits. How do you say rasgos de personalidad?
Personalities. Traits.
Woo! Wow. How do you say facciones de la cara?
Features.
Very good. Features. Features. Yeah. Features. How do you say doble sesión de cine?
A double header, no?
A double feature.
Double feature.
A double header is baseball.
Oh, yeah. Double feature.
A double feature. All right, but let's get back to Moses. He was born, we have to go back. Ask me how many generations back we have to go.
How many generations back do we have to go?
We have to go about 10 generations or 8 generations, quite a few, to go back to Joseph. He was sold into slavery. Ask me, tell Fitz to ask me where he was taken.
Let's ask Richard why he was
taken. Where he was taken.
Where he was taken.
Where was he taken?
He was taken by intermediaries. He was taken to Egypt. And tell Richard to ask me if he was sold to the Pharaoh.
Ask Richard if he was sold to the Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. How do you say Pharaoh in British English?
The Pharaoh.
Pharaoh?
Pharaoh.
Okay, in American,
Pharaoh.
What's the first letter in the alphabet? Pharaoh. All right. You can use British English. You have my permission. All right.
So what? I have to ask him again?
If he was sold to the family of the Pharaoh.
Was Moses sold to the family of the Pharaoh?
No. Joseph was not sold to the family. Ask me who he was sold to.
Oh, Joseph.
Ask me who he was sold to.
Well, who was he sold to?
He was sold to a well-off family. Well, a family, a husband and wife. They had no children. A husband and wife, a married couple, and well-off. How do you say well-off in Spanish?
Acomodado.
All right, acomodado. And ask me if he was a good worker for that family.
Was he a good worker for that family?
Very good. Ask me if they fired him.
Did they fire him?
Yes, they did. Tell Claudia, ask me why they fired him.
Ask Richard why they fired him.
Why did they fire him?
Because he was put in prison.
That's a fair reason.
Yeah, tell Mom to ask me why he was put in prison.
Ask Richard why he was put in prison. Why was he put in prison?
He was accused of a crime. Tell Richard to ask me what crime he was accused of.
Richard, ask Richard what crime he was accused of.
Richard, what crime was he accused of?
Attempted rape.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Tell Fitz to ask me if it was true.
Fitz, ask Richard if it was true.
Was it true?
No, it wasn't. But tell Claudia, tell Julia to ask me why he was accused of attempted rape.
Ask Richard why he was why he was accused of attempted rape.
Why was he accused of attempted rape?
Because the lady of the house fell in love with him, and she wanted his affection.
That's the mother.
Well, there was just a married couple, the husband and wife.
Yeah, and the mother.
But they didn't adopt him.
They didn't have children.
They
didn't have any children.
Yeah, but it was his mother. His stepmother, his adoptive mother.
No, they didn't adopt him.
He was a slave.
They bought him.
It was his mistress.
Oh.
Master and mistress.
Okay.
And and then she wanted to have a relationship, and because he was loyal to his master, the husband, and she felt offended. And so she told everybody that he had tried to.
Yeah, that's another thing in the Bible. The women are always the bad ones.
Yeah, we're always the bad guys.
Look at him.
And so he was put in prison. Yes. And tell Richard, ask me what he did in prison.
Ask Richard what he did in prison.
What did he do in prison?
He developed the ability to do something. Ask me what ability he developed.
What ability did he develop?
He developed the ability to interpret dreams. Ooh. Yeah, ask me if I know how to interpret dreams.
Do you know how to interpret dreams?
No. Do you?
No. I can try, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to interpret dreams, but apparently Joseph knew how to interpret dreams. Ask me if word got to the Pharaoh about this.
Did
word get
to the Pharaoh about this?
Yes, and after the break we'll find out what happened.
Estás escuchando Born Radio.
Este verano aprende inglés con uno de nuestros profesores Vaughan. Tenemos cursos de inglés para todas las edades, todos los niveles y todas las necesidades. Y además, con aire acondicionado en todas nuestras aulas. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te informaremos de cuál es el curso ideal para ti. O entra en grupovaughan.com y prueba nuestro recomendador de cursos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
A ver si soy capaz de entender las instrucciones de la lavadora. When you are cleaning the washing machine, don't apply water directly to Annie.
Uf. ¿En serio? ¿Todavía estás así con el inglés? No me lo puedo creer.
Ya, sí lo sé. Es terrible, pero...
Tú lo que necesitas es irte a Vaughan Town.
Uf, pero es que me da mucha pereza ir a clases de inglés.
Que no, hombre, que no son clases de inglés.
¿Cómo que no son clases de inglés? ¿Entonces qué es?
Es una pasada. Escucha, escucha.
Pues sí, es una pasada. ¿Y no?
Vaughan Town no son clases de inglés. Vaughan Town es un programa intensivo de inmersión en España específicamente diseñado para que hables y hables y hables inglés con nativos durante 6 días, sin escapatoria. Vaughan Town es lo mejor para que consolides tu confianza con el idioma y tu comprensión auditiva sin clases. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La coordinación pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Y ahí entra el equipo de niños y niñas. El monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas, rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños. Cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 911-335-832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
Hello and welcome back. I'm taking over for Julia once or twice a month for the super class.
Once.
I'm losing my voice. And despite that, this evening, in 2 hours at 7 p.m., I have my master class. And I have to speak for an hour and a half, full blast. Yeah. So, but ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you'd like to come, it's free. Entrada libre y gratuita. It's free.
Where is it?
Here.
Oh.
Every 2 weeks, we do it in the big teacher room, but you're not invited.
Why not?
Because you don't need a master class.
Well, I can still come.
I know, but you're occupying a chair. We may have overbooking. You're welcome to come.
Okay.
If you want to stay until 8:30.
No.
Now, you would not stay until 8:30 for me?
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you go to Antarctica and back for me?
No. I would go to the Bahamas and back for you.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. With me.
Okay.
Ah, all right. Just tell Jesus to blow off. Just you and me. All right. Okay. So let's get back to our good friend Joseph. All of this leads to the birth of Moses. All right. But it could be 7, 8, or 9 generations before. And so he was sold into slavery by some of his brothers because he was the most beloved of his father. And as usual, the question of envy comes into question, and Joseph ended up as a slave in a household in Egypt, and the wife fell in love with him and wanted a relationship. He rejected her, and por despecho? Por despecho.
Oof, no idea. What is that?
Out of spite.
Out of spite.
Ah.
Spite. It's interesting that a pesar de, o pesea is in spite of. Now, in Spanish, you have the expression that people don't use anymore called al despecho de. Ask her if she's ever heard of al despecho de.
Have you ever heard of al despecho de?
No, I haven't.
Al despecho de.
Is it like in spite of?
It is. It's in spite of. However, people don't use it anymore, but it's exactly the same as in English.
Nice.
Al despecho. Despecho is spite. Rencor. Mm. Despecho. A chip on your shoulder. We say in English. And it's interesting that you go back to Galdós or to Clarín, you go back to the 19th century, and you see this. Al despecho de haber estado de acuerdo, and things like this.
It's like skinned.
Skinned.
Estar pelado, to be skinned, is the same meaning, even literally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Skinned.
But that's a more current expression, right?
Yeah, that's colloquial, 100%. In Spanish.
Skinned, mate.
Skinned. And in English.
Yes.
In English, I'm skinned, mate.
Hmm? Mate.
Yeah, mate.
All right. But in any case, so out of spite, she accused him of rape or attempted rape, and he was put in prison. During the prison, it became clear to other prisoners that he had an ability to read, to interpret dreams. And Claudia asked me, did word of this get to the Pharaoh? That's an expression in English. The rumors reached the Pharaoh. The word of this got to the Pharaoh. And tell Claudia, ask me if the Pharaoh was interested in this phenomenon.
Ask me if the Pharaoh was interested in this phenomenon.
Was the Pharaoh interested in this phenomenon?
Yes, he was. Ask me why.
Why was the Pharaoh interested in this phenomenon?
Because the Pharaoh was having a lot of strange dreams. So, tell Mama to ask me if Joseph was called to the palace.
Ask Richard if Joseph was called to the palace.
Was Joseph called to the palace?
Yes, he was. And tell Richard to ask me if he was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams.
Ask Richard if he was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams.
Was he able to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams?
Yes, he was. And ask, tell Mama to ask me what his interpretation was.
Ask Richard what his interpretation was.
What was his interpretation?
Would you like to know?
Yes, I'd like to.
Are you really curious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Or is this just historical bull?
No, we are. No, you're interested.
Tell Claudia to ask me if I'd like to know.
ask Richard if he would like to know.
If I would like to know?
If I would like to know.
Would you like to know?
Yes, I would like to know. Can you tell Richard that?
He would like to know.
He would like to know, Richard.
All right, good. Know what? I forgot.
The interpretation of Pharaoh's dream.
Yeah, what is it? There are two things that happen with old age. One is loss of memory, right?
And the other one you don't remember.
The other one I don't remember. All right. He told the Pharaoh that there would be 7 good years and 7 bad years. Mm-hmm. And it was true. They had but he insisted with the Pharaoh that Egypt prepare for the bad years, using the 7 good years of plenty to create grain surpluses. How do you say superavit?
Surplus.
Surplus. What's the opposite of a surplus?
Deficit.
A deficit. All right.
Or shortage.
Or a shortage. Yes, sir. Deficit is more financial, but it's correct. And a long-term, a chronic surplus is an abundance. And a chronic shortage is?
A famine.
Scarcity. That's only for food.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Scarcity.
Scarcity. Yes. Is there a scarcity of good English teachers on this planet?
Yes, there is.
Except here.
Not anymore.
This is the oasis. No, we know how to create them.
This is the high church.
Yes, we're the high church.
Does that make him the high priest?
Yeah. Maybe he's the pope.
And tell Julie to ask me what the Pharaoh did for Joseph.
Ask Richard what the Pharaoh did for Joseph.
What did the Pharaoh do for Joseph?
He appointed him to a special position. Yeah. Tell Fitz to ask me what position he appointed Joseph to.
Well, ask Richard what position he appointed Joseph to.
What position did he appoint Joseph to?
Vizier. The prime minister. Mm-hmm. He was the head honcho, the big fish.
Moved up in the world.
The top dog.
The hand of the king.
Yeah.
The top dog.
The right hand of the Pharaoh. Yeah. Yeah.
He said, this is my dream job, yeah?
Yeah. Be the right hand man of the Pharaoh. Like Sam the Sham. Have you ever heard of Sam the Sham?
No.
Sam the Sham? And the Pharaohs? Pharaohs? Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Yeah, here's a picture of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. You never seen these guys?
Was that a band?
Yeah. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. You know, Little Red Riding Hood. Have you ever heard the song Little Red Riding Hood?
I've heard of the tale, but not the song.
Hey there. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. You never heard that? Mm-hmm. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You're really looking good. You're just the kind the big bad wolf would like.
What?
You've never heard of that?
No. Well,
all right. Tino, te mando una canción. You know?
Is that by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs?
That's by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Who else? Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yeah.
Sam the Sham.
Yeah, ask me when they were big.
When were they big?
They were big in the early and mid-60s. Ask her if that was before she was born.
Was that before you were born?
Yes, of course.
All right, we're going to...
Richard, esa pregunta me ofende.
Of course I know. Yeah. Since when am I serious? All right, let's see. We're going to send it to Tino. I don't know your email address, Tino. What's the first?
Juan Jose. Mm-hmm. Escribano.
Escribano.
I can't find it. No match. Jota.
Juan. Look for Juan.
Juan.
Garcia.
Now Garcia. Everyone is going to be sending emails to there Tino.
We go. Everybody knows Tino's email address now. All right, here we go. And it starts with a howl. Ask Claudia, ask Mama if she howls when there's a full moon.
Mama, do you howl when there's a full moon?
Of course I howl when there's a full moon.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Now, Ask Fitz if he knows how to say howl in Spanish.
Do you know how to say howl in Spanish?
I do not know how to say howl in Spanish.
It's almost the same as in English. It's automatic.
Aullar, is it?
Aullar.
Aullar.
Aullar. To howl. To howl. Tino, do you have it? Just a minute. Tino's take, well, you see, the speed of light is slow when it goes backwards behind me. It goes that way. Which means when I send messages, they're supposed to go forward and not backwards.
No, but he has to download it and
but it goes around the earth and comes back around to Tino, exactly. You see. Because I send it forward.
It takes time.
You have it, Tino?
Give it a minute. Give it a minute.
Come on. It doesn't take Nacho very long. All right. Here we are. Let me see.
Sam the Sham.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
What is a sham? What is sham?
A sham is something that's just not serious at all. It's a complete... fictitious. It's a fake. It's a sham. For example, if we set up a company here with English teachers who've never been trained, just because you speak English, we're a sham.
Okay.
We're a sham.
There's a town sham in Ireland called Chum, and the men there call each other sham.
Oh.
Like in Kerry, they say Pisha.
Oh, really?
But there, they say, hey, sham. Oh, sham.
There's also a town in Ireland called Vaughan Town. No, Vaughan.
Ballyvaughan, which literally means Vaughan Town.
Yeah.
Well, there's a town in Canada called Vaughan, and there's a Vaughan radio. Do you have it, Tino? You don't have it. Wow.
Yeah, and there is a guy on Twitter that is called Vaughan, and people sometimes ask him, like, doubts with English, and he's like, sorry, wrong Vaughan.
Well, one time...
Poor guy.
It was funny. You know Pedro Piqueras from the television?
Yeah.
He was walking in Manhattan. A person stopped him and said, is this dead Richard Vaughan?
Really?
Yeah. He's a student of ours. He comes to classes here.
He comes to classes.
What a star is.
So he was a bit irritated, understandably. But let's get back while Tino... Do you have it, Tino? Let's hear Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh and Little Red Riding Hood. Put it on.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old
There you see. Now you know a new song.
What's a sheep suit?
What's a sheep suit?
Yeah.
It's like a onesie that looks like a sheep.
Okay.
Duh.
A sheep suit.
It's not a, it's a wolf. It's not a metaphor for something else.
Well, it's a metaphor for, well, not a metaphor. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah. Yeah. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. A little bit like the German boy who cried wolf. The story comes from there. You know the boy who cried wolf?
No.
Peter.
Peter. Or it's, but it's a German story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you know the story of the boy who cried wolf?
I do. Yep.
He cried wolf as a joke and the town people came. And twice he did it. And the third time they didn't go. And the third time was real. And the wolf ate the little boy. Yeah. In this case, you know, if you had to give the bad news to the parents, I mean, would you use the active voice or the passive voice? I mean, when I'm teaching the difference between active voice and passive voice, I always talk about an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy goes to the zoo, and the boy falls in and is eaten by the alligator. And you have to go and tell the parents. You have to break the news. And you have to decide to use the active voice. And excuse me, but I have some bad news. An alligator ate your child. It's a bit strong. So we use the passive voice. Your child was eaten by an alligator. Don't you think that's soft?
Much, much easier to digest.
Yeah.
Digest.
In that case, you use the passive voice. Otherwise, for example, if a lion comes, you know, suddenly, you would not say, Richard's class was suddenly interrupted by the presence of a lion. You know, you would say a lion burst into the room. There you use the active voice. You say active voice and things. But in any case, getting back to Joseph. So, he became the prime minister of Egypt, and ask me how long he was in power.
How long was he in power?
For about 20 years, 25 years. And ask me if he invited anybody to come to Egypt.
Did he invite anybody to come to Egypt?
Yes, he did. Ask me who he invited.
Who did he invite?
He invited the Israelis. Well, the Jews. Ask me why they really came.
Why did they really come?
This is interesting because there's always an interpretation between the biblical story and historians trying to find a connection. And it was the historians and archaeologists and others have found certain evidence. How do you say, Paribas?
Evidence.
They found certain evidence that there was a chronic drought during a certain number of years in Israel, but Egypt was okay. And so a lot of people from that area of Palestine, what is today Palestine area, migrated to Egypt. That's probably the real historical reason. But the biblical reason, of course, is because Joseph, his family, finally found him in Egypt. Well, he found them. And then they invited, because, hey, look, a Jew is in charge here in Egypt. And they all went. But ask me what happened after a few generations.
What happened after a few generations?
The people began to forget how good and important Joseph was. And ask me what happened to the Jews because of this.
What happened to the Jews because of that?
They became subjected and enslaved. How do you say esclavizar? Esclavizar?
Enslaved.
Yeah, ask her if she has ever been enslaved.
Mamen. Have you ever been enslaved?
No, that I can recall.
Not that I can recall.
Not that I can recall.
Ask her if Rob hasn't enslaved her yet.
Hasn't Rob enslaved you yet?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit on Friday evenings when we have to... Friday afternoons when we have to do the show for free.
When's the change from afternoon to evening?
When it gets dark.
Nope.
7?
No.
6?
The first whiskey.
Afternoon
and evening is a mental state more than a physical.
How do you know we don't have whiskey before the show?
Well, you think it's evening. Evening is you relax, or you want to relax. Nobody really wants to work in the evenings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everybody usually ends up working in the afternoons, you see. So it's a mental state, a state of relaxation. So the first whiskey, it gives you a better idea.
What if you don't drink whiskey? You never have evenings?
You should start drinking whiskey then.
Start drinking whiskey.
Irish whiskey, of course.
You go straight from afternoons to mornings.
Yeah, all right. But in any case, so they were enslaved. And so Moses was not born into a wealthy family. He was born into a Jewish slave family. They were slaves. And ask him how long he lived with his mother and father.
How long did he live with his mother and father?
His real mother and father for about 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Ask Fitz if the mother left the baby on a doorstep.
Did the mother leave the baby on the doorstep? Did the mother leave the baby on a doorstep?
No, she didn't.
Ask him where she left the baby.
Where did she leave the baby?
She left him in a basket of reeds in the River Nile.
Mm. Yeah. Ask Julie how to say reed in Spanish.
How do you say reed in Spanish?
Reedo. I have no idea.
Ask Richard how to say reed in Spanish.
How do you say reed in Spanish?
Junco.
All right. Yes.
Como juncal.
Juncal
is like
a
bed of reeds.
No, mimbre is wicker. A wicker basket. Uh-huh. Or what do you call it?
Wicker basket.
Yeah, wicker.
A wicker basket, yeah.
And the other one
basket
is?
Weaving. Reed, R-E-E-D, reed.
Okay.
And reeds are the best when you want to talk about the English word resilience. You talk about reeds. You could have an oak tree and a group of reeds. A hurricane passes through and the oak tree falls.
Mm-hmm.
The reeds don't because they're resilient.
Flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strength through flexibility. It's resilience. Now the word resiliencia is penetrating into Spanish.
Oh, yes, I hate it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Resiliencia.
Yeah. there are a lot of English words that are penetrating in. Procrastinar, now they use it. They use it in Spanish. And also the asertivo. Tienes que ser asertiva. Assertive.
And crush.
A crush, too, like heart crush.
Mi I have crush.
A
crush.
Mi crush. Yes.
Really?
Do you say that in the UK?
Never.
I have a crush on...
You have a crush on her, but not my crush.
Betty. Yeah. I have a crush on Betty.
Who's Betty?
Don't you know the third movie by Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Empire Strikes Back in The Return of Betty?
No.
I'm sorry.
Return of the Jedi. Those Jedi. It's El Imperio contra Paca. El Retorno de Betty. And there's a, we say, 50 Yards to the Outhouse by Willie Make It. You've heard of that one.
Willie Make It.
Illustrated by Betty Don't. There are a lot.
Yeah, don't open that box.
Yeah, interior house design by Annette Carton.
All right, that's okay. It goes on and on. There are more under the grandstands. There are more and more and more. Etc. You want to tell jokes on the air? Let's get back to the Bible.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Can I tell one more?
Yes.
It better be good. How do you say? Más vale que sea bueno.
It better be good.
No, it's terrible. I Fell Off a Cliff by Eileen Dover.
Yellow River by P. Freely.
Yeah.
P. Freely. Under the Grandstands by Seymour Butts.
Chistes de padres en Baugan Radio.
All right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is getting out of hand. I'm losing my voice and I'm losing control. All right. So getting back to Joseph. Well, to Moses now. Mommen if somebody found the basket with the baby.
Did somebody find the basket with the baby?
Yes.
Ask her if she knows who found the basket with the baby.
Who found the basket with the baby? The girlfriend of the Pharaoh's girlfriend.
Pharaoh's
girlfriend.
How do you say Pharaoh?
The Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
Like fair and unfair.
Pharaoh. Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. It's como hada, pero masculino.
Fairy and Pharaoh. The Pharaoh's a fairy. The Pharaoh's a fairy. Okay. Okay, so, but no, that's not true. Ask the class if anybody knows who found the basket.
Does anybody here know who found the basket?
I think Fitz does.
Fitz.
Well, two people found the basket. The Pharaoh's daughter and her servant girl were walking by the banks of the river, and the servant girl really found the basket. But of course, she was with the Pharaoh's daughter.
There is a Disney film about this.
Well, that was before I was born.
No, El Príncipe de Egipto.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's true. And so, ask Richard if Moses was brought up in the royal palace.
Was Moses brought up in the royal palace?
Yes, he was. He was brought up in the royal palace.
Yeah. And ask Fitz if Moses impressed the Pharaoh with his talents as he grew up.
Did Moses impress the Pharaoh with his talents as he grew up?
Yes, he did.
Ask Mammon if Moses had a half-brother or a step-brother, mejor dicho.
Did Moses have a step-brother?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, ask Richard if he knows who the step-brother was.
Do you know who the step-brother was?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, who was he?
Oh, you want me to tell you? Aaron.
No, I'm sorry. Yes.
That was Moses' birth. That was his blood brother.
Yeah.
His biological brother.
Yeah. His stepbrother was... They think, historians believe it was Ramses II. The future Ramses II.
Who now owns a bar on Plaza de la Independencia.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's come down in the world.
A little bit. Things went wrong.
Yeah. All right. My God, this class is DJ. I'm not going to do any of these classes anymore.
You always say that. Come on, a week later, you come back to me and beg me to give you another hour of my
bullshit. No, I don't. I don't beg you. Have you ever begged her for anything?
I don't know.
Have I ever begged her for anything?
Everything here.
What have I begged you?
Not saying.
No?
Not saying.
No? Have I ever begged you for anything?
No.
Oh.
You haven't.
Have I ever begged you, Claudia, for anything?
No, you haven't.
All right.
No.
Don't even go there.
All right. All right. But ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time. We have about 2 minutes left. And we're not going to be able to finish the story of Moses. But we will finish it in the next super class. which is again designed only for the super intelligent. So I'll do all of you feel capable of coming the next time?
I think so. I'm barring an accident where half of my brain falls.
We can go more quickly. Bible. We could go more quickly if you familiarize yourself with the life of Moses. So you have some homework there. All right. It's a very interesting story. There's all of the stories in the Bible and also in Greek mythology. All of the old stories from any culture teach a lot of lessons. And I would say 90% of the wisdom we have today was already incorporated in all of these things. I mean, for me, the psychology of male and female is just reading the Odyssey about Ulysses and Penelope. And this is, you got it. You don't need to read more. Some people say that everything after Greece is simply footnotes.
Well, it was a good film.
It was a really good film.
Greece.
Greece, yeah.
Greece.
With Travolta and the other one.
It was a good film.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Richard Gere?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see Richard Gere 4 years before he became famous?
I would love to see Richard Gere 4 years before he became
Richard
famous.
Richard Gere. And you put, what was the name? Greece,
mm-hmm.
London,
yep,
and a YouTube. Ooh. And you will see Richard Gere playing Travolta's role.
What?
Yes. Simeon.
Okay.
Simeon.
More homework.
I can't
then.
Write with this thing in front of me. All right, London.
Uh-oh.
YouTube. And there you can find Richard Gere singing. You know, there he is. You see him? Right
wow.
there.
Wow. There's Richard Gere. I prefer John Travolta, to be honest.
Well, you've never heard him. Give him a chance.
I will.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time on this super class, which is once or twice a month. I need to get my voice back because in 2 hours I have another hour and a half worse than this. And so thank you for listening, and thank you guys for coming for the super intelligent.
Thank you, Richard.
You pull when you see P-U-L-L.
I will remember that next
All
time.
All right. Take it away, Tino.
Son los intensivos de verano para los más jovenzuelos.
Bueno, desde 4 a 17 años.
Esos son jovenzuelos.
Son dos jóvenes, de 4 a 17, todos ahí en la misma clase. No.
Aquí está muy bien organizado todo.
Sí, y esto sí que son clases, ¿eh? Esto no son... No, es campamento, actividades...
No, vienen aquí por la mañana, están con sus profes...
Uh-huh. En su aula, con su grupo, 8 como máximo por grupo, y hacen, pues... Tienen un descansito a las 12, así de cuarto de hora.